be public that night. I will do it for somebody. That's true.
Right, today, sort of a final share on the sugya of shtarais. We should come away with the yisoid of Gimel Amid Aleph is that Kiyum Shtaris HaDerabanan. And since Kiyum Shtaris HaDerabanan, so there are many kulis that apply to Kiyum Shtaris. Asugya is telling us that an Eid Echad is good for B'chanei Nechdav because Kiyum Shtaris is HaDerabanan. And I mentioned to you the last week the three or four other nafkaminis that they nasadayin and Gedolim could say, hey, this is what they saw b'katnusam, and they could do kiyum shtaris shalai b'fanav, and the Rav Shira going that you could do kiyum shtaris with dinyan shtaris. These are all the four kulis that apply because kiyum shtaris had rabbanan, and that's the estate of the sugya that eidim asum al shtakim is kiksum mesurin dami, and the whole requirement of kiyum shtaris is the rabbanan. At the very end of the last year, I mentioned to you Rabbeinu Avigdor Shita. Rabbeinu Avigdor is a Rishon who holds that Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanan only when a Stam Shtar is brought to Bezdin and there are no Ma'irim, no one complains about it. You bring a Shtar to Bezdin, no one has any complaints, so everyone agrees Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanan. You assume a Shtar is kosher. However, Zachar Rabbeinu Avigdor, if the Amma Eirin, if the person who's nischayiv by the shtar says mezuyif, or if the people who signed the shtar say it's a forged signature, then kiyum shtaris is their raisa. That means that the whole chiddush of eidim asum la meshtar ki mishinachu edusim vebezdin is only stoma. There's a kayak that a shtar comes to us, we assume that it's good. But if it's not stoma, if there's a tain of mezuyif, so then kiyum shtaris becomes dairaisa. That's Rabbeinu Avigdor Shita. On Beis Amid Aleph, we explain the Rashi using the last Rashi in the Mishnah, using this assumption that I didn't mention them, Rabbeinu Avigdor, just the assumption that if the Amayirim, the Yeshul of Ayirim, is Kayim Bechaisamav, because that's a din dairais. The Shach disagrees with Rabbeinu Avigdor, and he maintains that even if the Baal tainis mezuyif, or in the case of a loan, if the Leiva tainis mezuyif, even if they tainis mezuyif, still kiyum shtaris is the Rabbanan, which is a chiddush. That no matter what, kiyum shtaris is a drabanan. The assumption is that shtaris are good. The assumption is that shtaris were in front of us, then it's a good shtar. So today we're going to talk about the Shach's raya to his shita, that kiyum shtaris is drabanan even when there's a ma'ira. Rabbeinu Avigdor's raya to his shita. And a third raya, Beis Shmuel's raya, to Rabbeinu Avigdor. All three are based on Gittin. So we're going to go through three rayas, and I would encourage you to see the Shach inside. The Shach goes through at least the first two that we're going to discuss, and it's a very chloramachlikus. The lines are very clear. The two shitas. I'm going to start with the Shach's raya. Because the Shach's Raya is from Gimel Amid Aleph. The Shach's Raya is a technical Raya. It's not so much Toli and Svar. The Shach's Raya is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Kiyum Shtaris Rabbanan. Now, is our Gemara talking that there's a Ma'irer? That someone is Ma'irer says Mezuyif? Doesn't say anything about it. Agamar Taka says Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. It doesn't say anything here that anybody tied of Mizuyas. However, the Gemara of Bava Midbeis says that even if after the Eid Echad says B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, and Bezdin accepts the get, If later the husband tainas mezuyif, it's too late. Can't taina mezuyif. Once they nechot seb b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam, and Bezdin accepted it. It's accepted. You can't taina mezuyif. That means that there's a ma'ira. There's someone taina mezuyif. And we see from Vav Amud Beis that Eirechot says b'fani nechtav is good, even if there's a ma'ir, if there's somebody being ma'ir. There's a raya that Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon, even if there's someone being ma'ir. What? Tula Shainis and Rashi by Lashma. We're talking about by Mizuyah, by Lashma. But it'll be takatoli in that as well. What? Yeah, well, again, it depends. You can learn Daf Gimel the same two ways. You can learn Daf Gimel that the Baal won't be Ma'ir, or you can learn Daf Gimel that even if the Baal is Ma'ir. In the first Lashon, in Rabbah, Rashi brings the Tupshashim. In Rava, Rashi doesn't say either way. So you clearly learn the Gemara either way. So I'll call upon him. The Baal could passel it when?
If only one king, then the Baal could passel it.
Which Tosafot are you talking about? Right, the Tosis Chad Osi Baal Ma'aru Pasolei. Is that going on Rabba or is it going on Rava? Huh? It says the same words, Chad Osi Baal Ma'aru Pasolei on Rabba, and it says it on Rava. Ram Shif Takalun is going on Rava. It's arrived from the Lashon of Tosis in the middle. And in Achinami. It's the arrived from Tosis. It's better arrived from the Gemara. The problem of that is, but thank you. You mean Tais is saying that the Baal could be Ma'arer, and then you'll need to. Is it clear for Tais? The Tais means that he'll passel or just create a laz? Mm-hmm. Okay, this stuff all fit into the way. The question is how a shach is going to learn Tosis. Okay, so we have to take a seat. But again, we're talking that from our Gemara, the shach holds as a raya to him. That in our Gemara, Eirechot is believed. Even if later they are ma'arim, the Eirechot is believed. That's right. Kim Shtaris is the Rabbanon, even with them. The Nesivis answers Rabbeinu Avigdor, and he's mechalek. I think we spoke about this last week when we were arguing here in class. Nesivis is taka mechalek. He says there's a difference between an error that's b'shas the din Torah. If there's an error, b'shas the din Torah. This din Torah, you want to believe in Eirechot. And there's someone being ma'arer. So if you have an error, b'shas the din Torah, savad, the Baal could be ma'arer. The Baal could come and he could be ma'arer, and then Kim Shtar Steraisa, and then you would need to weigh him, like Rabbeinu Avigdor says. Because if somebody's ma'arer, then it's Steraisa. Once he's ma'arer, you need to weigh him to be Makai. The Gemara of Avraham Beis is only saying, Chiddush, that once Bezdin paskins based on the Eirechot, a psak comes out of Bezdin based on the Eirechot, the Eirechot says it's Mekuyim, and the Bezdin is Mekayim, and the psak comes out of Bezdin, Mekuyim. Once that happens, later, nobody can be Ma'ar. They say it's not nobody. If two Eidim will come, of course they can be Ma'ar, but the Baldova can't be Ma'ar. That's what we're saying on Vav Amud Beis. That after all is finished, then later the Baal can't come and be and can't be Ma'ar. Which means what? Why should it be that way? You follow what I'm saying? What? It's like Hemnu Rabbanan Leirecha Ketrei. It's like Hemnu that B'shas the Din Torah is going on, so he doesn't have an emunah. It's really the P'sak Din that gives it like an emunah. It's like Trei Bezin by Paskening gives him an emunah like to wait.
It's really
very similar to the Rambam. The Rambam said Eirechadem B'surim once Bezin Paskens Alpiv. If afterwards you get somebody eats and he gets malchus, it's very similar to that, right? Except that there it's less of a chiddush. There, the Torah gave the eichan emunah, but still the Torah didn't give it for einshin. So we say once he has the eichan has emunah, if later as a consequence the einshin happens, it's very similar to the Rambam's concept by eichan and bisur. That once we paskin based on the eight echad. So now, it's not an Eid Echad says it's a Shtar Makoy. It's a Pesach Bezdin that says it's a Shtar Makoy. Once it's a Pesach Bezdin, it says it's a Shtar Makoy. So now you can't start up anymore. You can't come with... the Baal can't be Ma'ar anymore. Even though you'll argue in the Makar Hadava, we've only Mekel because it's the Rabbana, now Kim Shtar should be the Raisa. But it doesn't work that way. Once Bezdin passes, we have to go with the Pesach Bezdin. In a Torah, Bezin would never have issued such a psak. Now, Bezin issued the psak based on Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan. So, why does it get a Kayak Kishnayim? Can I say the same thing by Erechon and Bisurin? Now, we made a psak that this is Chayelet, but we only were able to issue that psak Lagabe Yisurin, not Lagabe. Ancient. So what are we saying there? The Torah believed in Eid Echad B'Yisurim Kishnayim. So now, if the Rabbanan believed in Eid Echad B'Kiyum Shtaris like Shnayim, like there's no liar, so we can't later use that Kiyum.
Because it's not because it's not in the Torah, they didn't do anything. Because there's something faulty with it, they did nothing.
But how do you know the Torah registers the Lagabe Einshin? So there it's a smaller chiddush and it's a much bigger chiddush. It's true. There, but it's similar in concept that we bump it up one level in the level of the emunahs, because there also we're moving it up a level in the emunahs. Here it's a much bigger level from the Rabbanan to the Raisa. So Nesivus is saying a very big Chiddush. However, I will tell you that this Nesivus is Teretz, which is right there on the page, is also in the Beis Shmuel. The second Sefer Beis Shmuel says it. And I saw it also in the Machne Ephraim. All three say the same Teretz, which is a very big Chiddush, I'm saying. But we see this concept, which I suspect we're going to have later again as the year goes on, that even though the Nemonis is only based on Kishtaris to Rabbanim, therefore we believe the Eid Echad. But once there's a Psak Bezdin that the Eid Echad is believed, so now it's going to be Kishnayim, Lagabe, Makadu Lahala, but it's going to be Mamish like Yavatu'ay.
Doesn't
it
prefer that the lady gets a get from Kutzar, so she brings a get, and he gives a get, and the Baal comes and says that it was Ma'ar or Mizuyev, and the child, we say that the child is a Vade Mamzer.
That's true.
We say if it's about the mamzer,
but that Rambam was talking when the Erecha doesn't say before Nechtav. Okay, that Rambam, which I'm talking to get to in a few minutes, was talking, if you don't have B'fanei Nechtav, even though B'fanei is a Durabanan, but if you don't have it, you can't be Mekayim Dishtar, then it'll be a Mamzer. We'll see in a second. It's Taka Raya to the Rabbeinu Avigdor. One second. I'm going to get to that.
You just don't
let
the guy be
Ma'ar.
If he would be
Ma'ar,
he can't.
We'd let him be Ma'ar, but it doesn't carry any weight.
You're
asking technically how does it work?
That's how technically it works. They don't let the guy be Ma'ar.
So
it's only
applies
to the Rabbanan.
If the
Rabbanan
have a kayak to shut him up.
We're not letting you say it. It's better.
Interesting way. I'm looking at it differently. I'm looking at it that Bezin says we have a Psak Bezin. It doesn't help against a Psak Bezin. The Psak Bezin is only built on an Eid Echad. Alright? Well, the Ma'aseh have a Psak Bezin. You're looking at it that midrabanan we don't allow Iruvin. That we shut him up. Okay. I guess we'll have to hold on until Bava Mitbei. We'll have to see. Maybe I would understand this way. I'd rather compare it to the Rambam because we're going to have numerous times over the year things that are going to come back to the. We're always going to compare it to this Rambam. It's always going to be similar, but not identical. But in concept, the same idea that once he's a psak, it gets upgraded. It gets bumped up to a higher level of
Nemos.
You see
a Kayachatainus though?
The Baal loses his Kayachatainus. That's what happens.
So that's
he loses
why
his ability to Tainus. This Kayach of Baldover, of Baal Shtar, gets lost once the person passes. Yeah.
You know
we don't deal with it as a sarfik. Once it's a psak bezin, there's no sarfikas. Alright, this is the Shach's Raya. Rabbeinu Avigdor brings a Raya the other way. Again, Rabbeinu Avigdor holds that it becomes a deraisa. So he has a very nice Raya. The Gemara later on Daf Yud Zayin says that a get has to have his man. Actually, a Mishnah in the ninth parak, that a get has to have his man. Why? Well, what's the difference about the date? If a woman comes with a get, she's megorashes. Why do I need his man? Because Shema Yechape Abasa Chaisa. Where's a case where a man marries his niece? And later, if he's married to her, she's Mizana Tachtov. She's Mizana. Now, the Gemara picks the man marrying his niece because typically if a man gets married and his wife is Mizana Tachtov, he's going to have a sinner to her. If she'll be Chayim Nisa, he won't mind. So the Gemara Chapsa and Shema Yechap Al Basa Chaysa, the example of a niece, just a marshal of somebody who he marries, that even if she's Mizana Tachtov, she'll still have Rachmanis on her. He's going to feel bad she should get killed. He'll marry her. She'll go to be Mizana. Adam will give Asra. And he'll come to Bezin. Bezin will give her Misa. So he's going to want to save her. So what's he going to do? He'll write up a get. And he'll give it to her. And he'll pretend that he gave the get the day before she was Mizana to get her off the hook. So Rabbana made a takana. You have to put this man in the get. You have to write this man. We don't want anybody going through this whole these shenanigans to save her. Right? He'll write a get without a time. He'll get Adim to sign. Davdafki get Adim that aren't going to come to Bezdin. He'll get Adim from a different city to sign. He'll be making a signature by comparing it to other shtaris. And he'll say the get was before the znus. So because Chazal were afraid, Shabi Yechaf al Basa Chayse, the guy's going to play games with the get. They said the get has to have his own. Frech, Rabbeinu Avik. If you're going to say, Kiyam Shtaris the Rabbana, so what are you going to gain by making them write his man? A man wants to have Rachmanis Abbas HaChaisai, so he'll write a Shtar, he'll write his man, he'll forge two signatures, he'll bring it into Bezdin. And he's going to tell Bezdin, I gave it again. It has his man. It has an early his man. In Minat Torah, Shtar is still Nikiyam. So what's the problem? He'll be able to be Mizayim Shtaris all the time. The people whose signatures he wrote are going to come in and they'll say it's not my signature. They'll say that Kiyam Shtaris did Minat Torah. I don't have to be Mekayim it. The Shtar is assumed to be good. It should be good.
The same
Rabbanan
said that you have to write his mom, then you have to have the Kiyam. So who cares if it's the Rezium and the Kiyam is God?
The same Rabbanan.
The
Kiyam is because
it's
the Kiyam is God. Now, therefore, the Kiyam is God. Because granted, the Rezium have of the Rabbanan. Maybe the Kiyam Shtaris itself also prevents Shemi Yechapa Vasachais. What do you say to that time,
yeah? Yeah, you
know, sounds like a good time, but what?
You don't
make a gather to a gather. You don't make a CO to a CO. But you can make, if you want to protect Shemichapa Basachaisa, you could make two drabbans. A, that you have to write Zman. And B, that you have to be Mekayim Shtaris. They're not one built on the other. They're two different. Like the Rabbanan said, they don't want people to carry. So they said, first of all, together against carrying, we'd make it Zeramota. Second of all, together against carrying, we say you can't carry the camels. The two Rabbanan to protect, the person shouldn't come to carry to Rosh Hashanah. It's not one built on the other. They're two things to protect. See, here also, there's two things to protect. One, to protect against a good signature with a false man, with no Zman. And one, to protect against a false signature.
A person could do this, but not in the sense that Allah makes it there. A person would have to go through all this to
pull this
thing off. If you wouldn't have to put his man on the get, so it's so easy, just write a get to do it. So they put,
So putting aside the Tzvi's argument, what you're saying is what the Shach is what the Shach kind is on Rabbeinu Avigdor. Again, Rabbeinu Avigdor says Kim Shtaris must be Dairaisa, because otherwise a person could say Basachaisai by writing a Shtar, it'll be a good Shtar in a Torah without Kim. He'll write a totally false get and it'll save a life. He'll say, listen, this is a good, it's a good get. It's a good get, and he'll save a life by being Mizai. So, yeah, but what happens if the ones who signed it are going to say that it's not true? Well, so Rabbeinu Avigdor, I'll get to that in a second. Step at a time, you're right. But, so the Shach Tain is, that's not so. Because Rashi says that lechotzif inish lezayufei shtarish, that people are not chotzif to forge shtarish. Because al war chayshish, a person is going to forge a shtar totally. To write a shtar and leave out this man, that doesn't have such a chutzpah. Just write a shtar. You forgot to write this man. Big deal. Especially even a Torah, you don't need this man. So I wrote a shtar without this man. So rabbanu al chayshish that a person will leave out his man. So for that, they were chayshe shem yechapa basachayse. But like, let's finish this yufei shtara, it's like the shach, they weren't chayshish, that people are going to forge a whole get, that chazal went a chayshish for, and memela, the Rabbeinu Avigdor's raya is no raya. That's his time. Why lechatz finish this yufei shtara? Why is the tak of chutzpah to be mizayich shtaris? So I mentioned to you last week, that it's something of a chutzpah to people are, have a tendency to be afraid to put on paper a lie, but it's also because he can be caught. The person whose signature it is can be brought in and he can be caught. So the Nesivis adds a knech to this machlaikus. He says everyone agrees with him. I don't know if anybody disagrees, so he's right. He says this whole discussion, Kim Shtaris Deraisa, the Rabbanan, is all talking that you walk into Bezin with a shtar and you say, who signed it? Pliny and Pliny. And these are known human beings. You have people, you say, I had this person sign, he davens with me in this shul, or he lives in the next town, and he goes to this yeshiva, he lives on this block. The human being that you're talking about has some level you can identify him, so it's possible to check, you know, as you give some address where he comes from. But let's say you walk into Bezin with a shtar and it's signed Yosef ben Shimon and Reuven ben Yaakov, and Bezin says, who are these people? I say, I don't know who they are, you know, I wanted to write a guess, I went on the street, I called in two people, they signed it and they went their way. I don't know who they are. So Zach Nesivis, such a signature that there's no ID on the people at all. So such a thing, Zicha Kiyum Shtaris will be their eyes. No question. Because if you have people's names who are totally unknown to us, so there's no lechatzah finish. Lechatzah finish was Yufei Shtaris. He's going to write signatures that you can check him out. He's going to say there were two people they were visiting from Alaska, and I signed. So that's that type of his signature. It's up to Nesivis. Everyone agrees it's their eyes, which It makes a lot of sense, but it's a chiddush because no one else mentions it. But it makes a lot of sense. What? Says what?
He's
planning on the shach. Which way? This way? Really? What does he say? I mean, he assumes that the Sivis at least holds this way for sure. So again, so what do we deal with? We dealt with the Shach's Raya from Daf Gimel and the Nesivus Teretz and the Rabbeinu Avigdor's Raya from Zman and Mishtar and the Shach's Teretz. Okay, there is and there really are a number of other Rayas to the Rabbeinu Avigdor. I'll mention to you one of them, which is the Beis Shmuel's Raya to Rabbeinu Avigdor. His Raya is taka from the Rambam. The Rambam that Israel mentioned, that we spoke about last week, the Chiddush HaRambam, that if you bring a shtar from Chutz Laaretz and you do not say Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechta, or even in Eretz Yisrael and you don't say Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechta, and the Baal is Ma'ir, and you can't be Mekayim, the child is a Mamzer, Taitzi V'Havlad Mamzer. That was the Chiddush HaRambam. That it's not a suffix. If the Baal Tainis, a Taina, the Baal Ashtar Tainis, that this is Mizuyas, and the Lashon HaRambam is Loi Noida HaEdim, we can't figure out, we can't find these Edim, who they are. Zok the Rambam, the child is a Mamzer. Obviously, the child's a Raya, a Mamzer, must be Kiyum Shtaris, is Dairaisa. If Kim Shtaris is the Rabbanon, then when I tell the child, the kosher child. Right? Because if Kim Shtaris is the Rabbanon, so what's the difference? Someone's Ma'ir against the Shtar. Then I tell it's a good get. So L'chayrit, in the Feresh Rambam, that Kim Shtaris is the Raisa, when there's a Ma'ir. Because we see that someone was Ma'ir, and the Rambam says, the Vlad is a Mamzer.
The Rambam's
so the Sivis says that. The Sivis says that the Beishmol of Raya is now Raya. He says the Meduyik and the Lashon Rambam is Loi Noida HaEdim. Says Lashon of the Rambam is that the Edim are not known. He doesn't say Loi Kimu Achsina. He says Loi Noida HaEdim. We don't know who they are. Zaktin the Sivis. If it's Loi Noida HaEdim, of course everyone agrees Kim Shtar is their ass. But if you know the Edom are, so there's a lechotzif. Such a case, the kiyum shtaris would be a drabanan, like the shach says. So kaponim, these are the three rayas: the shach's raya, the avigdor's raya, the shmuel's raya, and the side, of course, is to know the machlokes. This machlokes is machlokes lahalacha. The sma passes like Rabbeinu Avigdor. The Sivis passes like the Shach. Kemat in all cases, there's a big machlokes ha-paskin. Had a paskin. So this is something we're going to have to deal with as we go through the year. That, again, the rule is Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. And if there's a Ma'irer, it's a machlokes Rabbeinu Avigdor and the Shach. And if it's Ksav Yadai, so at least Rav Shira Gain holds that if it's Ksav Yadai, that Kiyum is Dairais, which we had, which it may be Chalk, it may not be Chalk. This is the Klal of Daf Gimel, the whole concept of Kayach Hashtar, which makes that Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabban. It's really a Machlaik, the Shach Rabbein Avigdor. How far does it go, the concept of Kayach Hashtar? That's what this is all about. And this is the Sugya here of Daf Gimel. Now we get back to the Shaklataria of our Gemara, the Machlokes Rav and Rava. Rava my tamiloi omakarava. Omalach. So again, Rava said the reason of of mezuyis. My tamalei makarabo. Why didn't he give the reason of lishma? Maybe the b'farinechdam to certify that it was made lishma. Amalach mikatani b'farinechdam lishma. The funny dictum, lishma. If the whole thing the shliach has to say is lishma, it should say so in the Mishnah. Gevaldik akasha. So the Gemara answers. Interesting terrors. The Rabba, the dinu de lisni hachi. We should talk of said the funny dictum lishma. Ella, the mashis lady bura. If you're going to make him talk too much, say too many words. Asi lemegazia. He's going to cut it down. He's going to talk. People tend to say things quickly, so he's going to say it very quickly. He's going to tell him to say it funny the lishma. I'll just say it funny nechta. He'll miss the lishma. Hashtanami asil magazie. Now you make him say it funny nechta. He'll also cut it down. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? Nechta but apa funny. Nechta v'nechta. Chada mitlos guys. If you make him say three words, he's going to cut it short. Okay, I'm not smart enough to figure out how people talk. Seems to me people talk a lot. They talk too much, not too little. And even when they're called to say Eidus and Bezdin, they tend to talk a lot. So it needs a little bit of Havana, what Chazal was so nervous about here. Two words, three words. So Tosfos HaRosh makes it a little better. So he says, Harash argues a Rashi. He says, we don't mean two words or three words. We mean two concepts. The concept of Bafanai Nechta, the concept of Bafanai Nechta, and the concept of Lishma. To make him say three ideas, we didn't want Megas guy, if we cut it short. We make him say two things. Also not to help a lot, helps a little bit, but so the truth is that Rashi was bothered by this, and therefore Rashi stuck in a few words here in his Lashon. Rashi says, "Asi lemigzei, the loyay makulu, v'amino lekamot." Kol hamishanem imatbeya shatovu chachamim begitin havlad mamzer. Now this concept, kol hamishanem imatbeya shatovu chachamim, is an important concept. It means that kol hamishanem imatbeya shatovu chachamim means that when Chazal set up a nusach, you must stick to that nusach, or you're not yet. Kol hamishanem imatbeya shatovu chachamim begitin. Means if Chazal said you have to say b'fanei nechtav, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, not be mishana from those words. If Chazal said you have to say hariyat mekudesh asli b'tabasu kedas moshe v'yisrael, if you hold kol b'shana mitbeish tov chamim b'kedushin, it's no good. It means you have to say those words. And the Sam Sefer writes here, it means it's not good in a different language either. You have to say the words the way Chazal said. And there's a reminder what to say, but the point is that he has to say the exact nusach. And when Chazal were kaveya nusach, and the ishus is going to depend on it, they wanted it to be an easy, simple nusach. Chazal were chafal pikein de wachayshish. You have to remember, a get, except for like Nag Yehuda, doesn't really even have to be given in front of a bezdin. So a person is going to give a get improperly. There's such a concept in brachis. You say a bracha, and your mishana is from the lashon. There are many Paiskim Hogla Halacha that if you're Mishana from the Lashon in the Ikra Bracha and the Chasima, that you're not Yaitzah. You have to say it all, even though you got the basic idea of it. But you have to say it. Or, but you have to say the Nusach. You have to say the different languages. It's got to be the words. It's got to be that concept. The Prima got the Paiskim Hogla Halacha. Kol Mishan Be'esh Tov Chom V'Bracha Svoyatzah. There are Paiskim Hogla disagree with it.
Does everyone agree with this
over here? Oh, so that's the thing. The thing with this Rashi Rashi is quoting a Gemara Sham on Daf Hayamid Beis. And really, on Daf Hayamid Beis, it's Remeya. Remeya holds Kol Mishanim at Beis Shastod Tavu Chachamim Begin in Vayatz. That you have to say the exact Nusach. The Chachamim argue. We don't even pass on Remeya. Remeya, always the tough Shita. He says, got to be exactly this way. Kol Mishanim Beis Tavu Chachamim Begin Vayatz. And it's Dafka, it's really just Rav Meir, and it's not like and Rav Meir says this Nusach is Ma'akim. Chachamim don't paskin. We don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin. You could say it a slightly different Nusach as long as you get the idea straight.
That was for Rav Meir. So the Amish Rav Meir also the
Right. First of all, the Rashi for Bamerik's the Sam Rashi that it's Lachayra only Remeir. So you're saying that, but still they're explaining our Mishnah. So Rabbi and Rabbi were not necessarily talking Lahalacha. Oh, you mean no? They're talking Lahalacha. Why doesn't Lahalacha? We would say finding out of the Shmaks. We're not worried about Megais yet. Our Mishnah, which could be going like Remeir, only said Befani Nechta because Remeir was worried about Lord Lashainis. I would have thought to explain it that what Remeya holds is Ma'akiv, the Rabbanon holds is still a Chatchila. Remeya holds is Ma'akiv. Chav is still hold, it's important to not be Mishana. So maybe we try to make an easy Nusach. Hey, I'm not sure that with all this explanation we made it so much more Gishmak. It's missing a little in the Gishmak here, what they were worried about, the two words and the three words. Alright, we're all picturing Shliach who comes being somebody who's a Ben Taira, went to Yeshiva, and he's coming in, and he says, Befanei Nechtav, or if he never knew Befanei Nechtav, Bezen says, say Befanei Nechtav, and he repeats it. So you were never at a place where you had to deal with Amoratim, who can't get it straight no matter how hard you try with them. And there's such a metzius of Amoratim, you know, somebody's a Shliach came. Who's the Shliach? You got someone from the Tzaretz Eretz Yisrael, whoever they can get. So it, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. You know, we think it's easy. It's not always so easy. So by Gittin, Chazal l'chayshish, they wanted to make it as simple as possible. So so that's why they made this takana. And those days there were more Amoratim than today. Today, people that would have been from Amoratim in those days are today not from Yid. Because in Western culture, if you're not learned, so you don't believe. It's an old thing. That's why in the Western society, if I'm going to be an ignoramus, I'd rather say I don't believe. See, that's why Sephardim, people that come from other countries are not that way. Even people are not from, they believe. They just, you know, that's all from. Sephardim, that's why there's you have parents that are not Shoshana Shabbos, and you have children that are from her. And because just because they don't believe doesn't mean they're not. That's the way it was in the time of the Gemara. There were plenty of Amoratsin, they didn't know much. A lot of Amoratsin, Chazal say, had sinna even for learned people, but they didn't say, it's not saying, just those Amoratsin, they didn't believe. So there were many Amoratsin. And for that, Chazal made a lot of gezeiros. A lot of gezeiros we see today, we don't understand. You know, a person will walk into shul, and he'll think that they started laning next to the parasha because he doesn't realize there was an aliyah before Shlishi. Yeah. Who's going to think that way today? You know, we're not worried about him. There are a lot of such gezeiros that they made for Amoratsim, and okay, so this is one of those gezeiros. Al-Kabodim Ech Sheyia as I state in Gemara. The Gemara is the reverse. Rabba Maitama Leyama Karava Amalach and Kein Nisni Befanei Nechtam. Rava, you're only worried about Chasima. You're not worried about Siva. Besulai. Bufani nechtav lam al ishma. I mean, not being on the Shema. There's an interesting Rebbe Kiva Eger here. Rebbe Kiva Eger actually is on Beis Amid Beis. It's shared to this Gemara as well. What does Rava say? Like me, it's good. Bufani nechtav and bufani nechtav. Both of you have to say l'shma. Nechtav should be l'shma, nechtav should be l'shma. Like you, you're worried about mezuyif. So who cares about the ksiva? We only care about the ksima. Like you, it's shma. Now the Gemara, when we get to, hopefully tomorrow, we'll get to the Banim Yamit, we'll turn the page, we'll see that this is, it's clear, there's a concept of Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. Akiva Eger asks here a kasha that there's a lot of tumbling about. Very simple question. He says, what in the world are you worried about Chasima Shalai Lishma? We talked at the beginning of the year, what's a Ksiva Shalai Lishma? We talked about what's the writing you get, Shalot Lishma. Big deal. Right? It's a big deal. You write a get. You write a Lishma. You write for this man, for this woman, a get. Vikivega asked on Chasima. He says, Chasima? Why does it mean they're going to sign Shalot Lishma? They're Eidim or they're not Eidim? If they know that this man wants to be Megarish, this woman with the get, then it's signing Lishma. If they're just signing their name, they think it's just an autograph, they don't know that it's a get. So you don't need a din lishma. It's not eidus b'chlal. Let's say you have a shtar and karka, you're selling karka, you don't need lishma. If eidim sign, they think they're signing the autograph, they don't know that they're signing a shtar. It's also possible. Right? Every chasimas eidim, by definition, you have to trust that they're eidim on what the shtar is about. If you're going to be chayshish that they thought they just stopped signing an autograph, so then you can be chayshish every shtar, and then you'll never have shtaras. Al karchach, every shtar that signs, if it's Eidim, they write their name, Pliny ben Pliny Eid, we assume they realize they're Eidim. If they're Eidim, what does it mean they're Eidim? It means they're Eidim on this shtar. If they're Eidim on this shtar, that's Lishma, Hainu Hach. What's the difference between Lishma and Eidus? Lishma, by Chasima, Lishma doesn't add anything. What does Lishma add to Eidim? To Eidim anyway.
Something bothers you?
Yeah, that the time that we did the show before, that it's just filling in the blanks. So the Chasima may not have been done, the Chasima may not have been done Lishma.
What was the Chasima done?
The Chasima was the case with the so the brothers, the two brothers on one stack. He asked that, how do we say? So he said,
your chassim was just done, to fill in the blanks.
So here also, maybe he's just doing it, to fill in the blanks.
Even if one of the shtara, one of the signatures started to fill in the blanks, but you have to have two signatures that were good. Right? That's only because you have a third signature, brother, so we're saying that.
They don't know what they're signing. They're just signing because they're
but if you're going to say that about two Eidim, when you have two Eidim, you'll never have a kosher shtar. Every shtar, every time somebody brings a shtar that you borrowed money, maybe they were just filling in blanks. Al karchach, that we say that for a third signature, we don't say that for the ikra signature.
That's why we have to know who's on lishma.
But there's no more, the lishma by a get is no more than a signature by any shtar. Every shtar, what do we assume? You bring in a shtar that someone borrowed money. What do you assume? You assume that people who sign knew what the shtar is about. So by a get, we'll also assume. The ones who sign knew what it's about. Here we have to worry about lishma, so we need b'farei nechta. Well, what are you worrying about lishma? If somebody comes from Chutz La'aretz with a shtar mechira, or a shtar halva, so we say the Eidim are good because you don't need Lishma. It's not a good Eid. What does it mean a good Eid? It means they know what the get's about. So what does Lishma add? What in the world is Lishma adding that you didn't have in every shtar? By Chasima. What's it adding?
Maybe
Ruben got
the
shy
sign.
He
got the get sign.
So if you're going to worry that maybe there was a different Yosef ben Shimon and a different wife with the same name. So he says, okay, don't call that Chasarin Lishma. That's Chasarin and Eidus. That's his question.
No,
what's that to Lishma?
He got a sign. He was going to give it.
But not Lishma.
He had a sign Lishma. He was going to use his shtar. Then he changed his mind.
But you have to realize it's exactly the same thing. That Kashash is by Shtar Halvar too. Let's be Chayshish that two Yosef ben Shimon is in town. And originally, he wanted to lend, borrow money from, Yosef ben Shimon wanted to borrow money from Yaakov. He decided not to. He threw it out after it was signed. And someone else found it. And his name is Yaakov. And he's going to say, Yosef ben Shimon owes me money. Yeah, that chashash is not doing lishma. If you can be chashash for it, so it has nothing to do with lishma. It has to do with every shtar. Yet, when you bring a shtar in Bezdin, we assume that this people who signed as Taka saying this on what it's about. It's not a din in Lishma. All these kashashas have nothing to do with Lishma. That's the taina of the Rabbi Kiva Egel. And again, Rabbi Kiva Egel speaks out. Bishlama, if you hold what? Bishlama, if you hold. What's the catch-all terrors to all these kashas? Huh? If you hold Lishma, needs Amira, Hareini Kaisav Lishma, the Rosh Safik. If you hold that when you do such Lishma, you have to say Hareini Kaisav Lishma. If you hold every Lishma needs an Amira, then Avad, it's good. If you have to say the pair, I hereby do this Lishma, Avad, it's good. But if you hold, you don't need Amira. So then the kasha comes back. The kasha is that what's the big chashash here? This lishma business, lishma by chasima is no more than a regular edus. What is chasima? They know the man, they know the woman, they know what to get. It's a gavaldik kasha.
Given that he has two wives with the same name,
he has two wives with the same name. And what happens by a shtam and sfira? Where two people with the same name own a piece of karka, and one of them sold his chayling, or two possible halva, life is borrowed. But isn't a chsarin in edis, not a chsarin in lishma?
Well, because they didn't have money, right? We had money. Yeah, lishma.
That's a lishma problem, or that's a edis problem? By where? Oh, you mean where he kaka gave it for the right wife? Where he has two wives. He changed his mind, he used it for the other wife. And the edim. No, but when did they sign? They signed when he meant the first wife, or they signed by the second wife? He meant the first wife or the second wife? First or second? They signed when he meant the first wife. So it's starting in Adis. But it's starting now in Adis. The signature is a signature Adis on the first wife being Mugaresh, not the second wife being Mugaresh. The Adim signed that the first wife is Mugaresh, not the second.
Why is that a starting? Only because of the Shema.
Right? Is that starting in Adis? So the signature is signed on the first wife, not on the second wife.
Which wife he had in mind. Since the Shema that I have right to this, which wife I have to give it to, when I'm signing the signatures, I have to know which wife he's giving.
Okay, maybe. Let me tell you, this is Rebbe Kivega's Kasha, and this. There's Marish, there's a lot written on this, a number of Mahalchim to try to answer. I told you many times, when you have a number of Mahalchim to answer, it means there's no klar one Mahalach. An easy way out, the Stipler suggests, they could have a Chetimtza if they thought they're signing a Shtar Raya. They didn't realize they're signing again. They thought they're writing just signing a Shtar Raya. This is a Raya that Reuven was Megarish, his wife. They didn't realize it's a get that does two zeichs to get. Alright, have such a
again,
still alive. So they were edis. They didn't mean. So the stipulus chiddush is that they meant. They said Reuven's be megarishim, megarish's wife, and we're going to sign this as a raya that he was megarisha, and we take a note that he's being megarisha. We're going to watch it. But they don't realize that the get is what's being given to do the kinyan.
Okay.
How it works, the tips exactly, I'm not 100%
so
sure. But what? So they thought it's Adis L'Raya, not L'Kiyumei. And really, we use it Adis L'Kiyumei. That's like a short, quick teretz. Rabbi Chanan suggests a teretz which is very similar to what David was saying. Rabbi Chanan is in Bava Basra, or is Tuf Reish Aleph. He brings our Gemara and our Rabbi Kiva Egel. Rabbi Kiva Egel writes, we have a klal in Shtaros, which is also a chiddush, you have to think about it in Shtaros. We have a klal that we sign Shtaros before the thing that the Shtar is about actually happened. In other words, He brings the Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara's case, which is the source for this, a woman came into Beis Din, she was a Baldin, she had to swear. She had to swear she'll be Potter. So the Gemara says that whoever it was, the Arava, or whoever it was, wrote up a shtar that this woman swore and she's Potter. He had Edom sign it before she swore. Edom signed it, and then when she swore, he gave her the shtar. Even though the Edom signed it before she swore. The Edom signed it beforehand. So the Gemara says, we're not kleishish b'mevzi kishikra, that when they signed it, it was a shekra, it didn't happen yet. Because you could sign it beforehand, and you just give it over afterwards. And from here, we have a klal. The truth is, we have a rule that kleishish da l'loiva afal pishein amal ve'imai. Now listen to what that means. Let's say someone comes over to you, and you know this person, you know his name. He comes over to you, he says, listen, I plan to borrow money from Pliny. He doesn't want to lend me money unless I have Eidim. So here's a shtar. The shtar says, I, Reuven, borrowed money from Shimon. Sign it. Sign that you saw it happen. Are you allowed to sign it? It didn't happen yet. Can you sign that you saw it happen? Well, you didn't see it happen. It didn't happen yet. Could you sign such a shtar? So the Gemara says yes. Kais bin shtar l'loiva, afa pishein amal v'ilay. You're allowed to do that. Shtaris work that you can. It's only to give it to the one who's going to lose by the shtar, the one who's borrowing. As long as you give it to the loiva is going to borrow. You could sign a shtar. You put it into the loiva's hands, and you could trust that the loiva is not a fool, he's not going to give it away without borrowing. Then he'll borrow and he'll give the shtar, and it's a perfectly good shtar. It's 100% a good shtar. Kaiser shtar loiva afal pishein amal v'ima. You could write such a shtar. Because shtarais could be written even when the Eidim didn't mamish see it happen. They're just writing about the halva, the planned halva. And writing about a planned halva is good enough. And later, when it's given, that makes the emes of the shtar comes from that. That's all part of the chiddush of shtaris. That a person could sign such a shtar, even though it never happened. Comes out. If a man comes over to me, he says, I plan to be megarish my wife. Now we're assuming, Rabbi Chanan is assuming the man is the Das HaMasayiv. He's the Baal Shtar. He's the one that loses by the Shtar. So Zot Rabbi Chanan, if there was no din of Lishma, you could really sign the Shtar for the husband, not knowing, is he going to end up being Megarish? He won't end up being Megarish, just sign it. And later on, he'll use it for Gerishin. Maybe you use it for one wife, maybe you use it for a different wife. What's the difference? Same thing with a loiva. You can write a shtar for a loiva that he borrowed money from Yosef and Shimon, and he could decide which Yosef and Shimon to borrow from later. If the Eidim had to know Eidis that the thing happened, then you couldn't do it. You couldn't sign a shtar for a loiva he borrowed from Yosef and Shimon if you don't know which Yosef and Shimon, because you don't know what happened. But there's a din that it's enough to sign the shtar and hand it into the hands of the loiva, and events that follow will establish what your edus is. In Cain, if were it not for a din of lishma, I could go over to a man and write a shtar for him that he is being megarish his wife Leah. He might have two wives Leah, and I don't know which one. Doesn't matter. The aid doesn't have to know. They'll sign it, whichever Leah will give it to, that'll be Mekayim, that I've got this Eidus on my signature. Since there's a din of Lishma, it's no good. But that's why you need Lishma. Were it not for that, you wouldn't need. I've got this Eidus. You don't have to know who the woman is. You don't have to know who she is. The truth is, Rabbi Chana could have said it with slightly different words, which the Imre Moshe does say, is you wouldn't even have to know the name of the wife. Do I have to know the name? Let's say you want to borrow money. You say, I'm going to borrow money from somebody, sign the shtar. Kais shtar l'loiva. Do I have to know the malva's name? You start telling me the malva's name. I don't care who the malva is. I have to think l'shma for his name. I have to know Hagodas Eidus of his name. No, I only have to know the Laiva, and that's the Shtar Avah. The man's name, the Malva's name, I don't even have to know, because the Hagodas Eidus of the Shtar, it's a Chiddush. The signature of the Shtar is not a Hagodas Eidus on the Malva. It's only a Hagodas Eidus on the Mischayev, on the one who loses by the Shtar. And the Mela, one second. And the Mela, Zakhtra Bochanan, were it not for the din of Lishma, you could write a star for a man, and he'll give it to whichever wife he wants, and it would be kosher. The din of Lishma says no, you have to know which wife it is. This is what Bochanan says. Now Bochanan is assuming that in Gittin, the Mischayev is totally the husband. You could argue with Rabbi Chanan that the woman is also a Mischayev. She's also losing, she's losing a Zionist. But this is Rabbi Chanan's assumption. And Memegla, he says his thing. Memegla, he has an interesting clair. He has in parentheses at the end, an interesting Hakira. He has the following Hakira. So wait, do you understand how this answers Rabbi Kivag's kasha? Before I get to this Hakira. He says that Akhtin Eidis, why was Rabbi Kivag's kasha? Why do I need Lishma? All of the Lishma lives in the Eidus. Answer Rabbi Chanan, no. The only Lishem HaMischayev lives in the Eidus. Lishem, the woman, doesn't live in the Eidus. Or not for Lishma, I wouldn't... That's Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Rather, Rabbi Chanan has answered in the beginning of the year, I mentioned to you, that Lishma, the Torah only writes that you have to know Lishem HaIsha. L'shem ha'ish, which you need, it's not clear what the makar is. Parshim is, you need l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerish. The cost of law, law l'shma. How do you know the man? Not so clear. According to this, of course you need the man. The mischayev you always need. The chiddush is you need the woman too. His clear is an interesting hakir at the end. Is what happens if you write a get for a man and a woman, l'shma, Reuven is giving a get to his wife Leah, and you sign the shtar, the shma, everything. And later, the man, let's say he misplaces the shtar, and he can't find the get, so he writes a second get. And the second get, he gives his wife the get, then megureshes. A year later, he remarries her. And then, you guessed it, he wants to give her a get again. Right? So he gave her, could he pull out his old get? He found the old get. So he wrote a get for this man, this woman. Could he give the old get now to this woman, the same wife, but it's a second marriage?
It's not a date.
So what are you going to do with the date? What are you going to do with the date? So, if you hold Eidei Mesira Karti, you're going to have a Tosis later, it talks about a shtar. Get Mugdin could be kosher. Tosis later holds that it's kosher, I believe. Because you hold Eidei Mesira Karti, this man of the Mesira counts, not this man of the Chasima. Chasima is only Shami Yechapa Basa Chaisim. Could you write it? Is that a chsaron of Lishma? Chsaron of Zman we could talk about. Let's say we'll put in the bottom. We'll put in this man. We'll put in. We'll correct this man. Could I? Is that a chesaron of lishma? What should that be totally in? What's pashtus? Pashtus is good or pashtus is not good? Huh? So shame this man. So shame this woman. So shame gerishin. It's just a different marriage. It's not l'shame this marriage. Different question. Lishma, Rabbi Chana phrases it that way. He says, I'm not sure, does Lishma have to be L'shem the woman? Is that enough? Or does it have to be L'shem the marriage? This marriage and not that marriage? Shemish, L'shem Ish, L'shem marriage. To get rid of this marriage. Or is there such a thing as two marriages? Marriage is marriage, you know. They're married. They're married today, they're married 2 years ago. So the fun of life in the Tzarechi and at the end of the piece. But this is Chakira here in Rabbi Kivag's Kasha. Now, we're going to run out of time. We have 4 days left this week. We have a major, probably the major sugya of Gittin, is the Machlokes Eidei Mesira Karti and Eidei Chasima Karti, which is Gimel Amud Beis. So tomorrow we're going to finish up the Samid. We're going to start the sugya of the Chesima Karte, the Mesira Karte. I hope by the end of the week to be able to finish most of the Yomid Beis. So make sure you get into it, and Hashem, tomorrow.